Ghana's history in peacekeeping dates as far back as the 1960s. Ghana has been praised for its role in world peace and African freedom. The Ghana Army and the police service have shown commitment to promoting peace whenever the need arises. Some officers have even lost their lives through peacekeeping operations. Speaking to GBC 24, the Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana Police Service, ACP David Eklu, said the allegations have not been confirmed yet.
Based on those allegations, the UN has relocated them from their base to the mission headquarters in Juba, and they are conducting investigations. For the report, as soon as we receive the report, based on the excellent work that we have been doing in peacekeeping missions, and also as indicated in the report, and the report also indicated this is an isolated incident, and that the UN would apply the rules and regulations as it is stated.
He spoke about the kind of punishment that would be meted out to the officers in question if found culpable.
If we deploy officers for UN peacekeeping missions, they come fully under the rules and regulations of the United Nations. The UN has indicated that there are allegations and that they are investigating. So we would want to leave it at that and let them complete their investigations. As we indicated, we fully support the steps that the UN has taken because these are very serious allegations. The UN will take the necessary steps to repatriate them. And those who are found culpable would be sanctioned. They are also not likely to have an opportunity to participate in any future UN missions. And when they come back home, yes, since their action has brought the image of the Ghana Police Service into disrepute, we also have internal disciplinary actions that will be taken against them.
He also said this is an isolated case and that the police administration would not let this put a dent on Ghana's peacekeeping record.
We will not allow these few cases of indiscretion on the part of some of the police officers to destroy the hard-earned reputation that we have won over the years.
Meanwhile, the police administration is waiting for permission from the UN to deploy a 3-member team to the mission area for a better understanding of the incident. The 46-member police unit in question has been recalled to the capital, Juba, pending investigations.